from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Think of the message he sends around the world when he talks about America being a failing nation. He says we're losing. He's the loser. He's dead wrong.
President Joe Biden capped the evening, day one, in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. He spoke for 51 minutes. It ended in the Eastern time after midnight. They were about an hour behind in their scheduling. Also speaking, Hillary Clinton, and the president was introduced by his daughter, Ashley. And so, day two, the lineup is with former President Barack Obama speaking tonight. He'll be the keynote. Also, former First Lady Michelle Obama, second gentleman Doug Emhoff will also speak. That is Kamala Harris's husband, for those that don't know, the second gentleman. And then Tim Walz will speak tomorrow night, and then Thursday will be the cap of the convention, when Kamala Harris will officially accept her party's nomination as the candidate for president.
What night is Bill Clinton speaking? Do you know off the top of your head? Or was that last night?
No, Hillary spoke last night. I would suggest he's going to be on Thursday night, maybe, prior to. Maybe he's the one that introduces Kamala Harris on the lineup. But he is anticipated to speak. Also, Josh Shapiro, our governor, at some point is anticipated to speak as well. He's been out front and very passionate about it. I think he's been more emotional about stumping for Harris than he was even when he was trying to get himself elected as governor of Pennsylvania. And for those with a short memory, it was down to two men as the possible running mate for Kamala Harris. And obviously they chose Tim Walz. So we'll see what happens on night two, though it's in central time, so it's running later than the Republican National Convention speakers. They're about an hour behind for us when they were in Philadelphia a month ago.
That's what I was asking about Bill Clinton. Remember 1988 when he was the keynote speaker on the Monday night before he was really on the national platform, and he got a big round of applause when he said in closing, because he had been speaking for about an hour at that point.
I saw him. He was part of the Pittsburgh Speaker Series when I first got involved. And the first night, he was the first speaker.
Okay.
And he spoke, you're supposed to go 1 hour. And this is every speaker. Right. So they have seven speakers through the season.
Right.
They speak for about an hour, and that's it. He kept rolling. In fact, I had him on the air when he was stumping for Hillary. He was in Market Square. And I don't know if you remember, you know, he went in, got a coffee, and was talking to everybody in Market Square. I had him on the air. I had to actually say, we got to go, which you never have to do with a, you know, president or former president, right? You usually only get a few minutes anyway. I just want to say I love Pittsburgh. You know, I remember that. All right, so day two in Chicago at the DNC tonight. A lot of people talking about the big surprise that came from Giant Eagle yesterday when they announced they're selling off GetGo, and it's a hybrid situation. And this is a Canadian company that we talked about it yesterday, David, that owns Circle K.
Right.
And this will make them, after this acquisition, I guess it's an acquisition slash partnership, because they're still going to have the fuel perks. That's funny, because one of the first questions people asked was, well, hey, what about my fuel perks?
Right.
Because for many, that's the hook for them to shop at Giant Eagle. So you're going to hear from President and CEO Bill Hartman. They posted a video from him, and we will have him on the air at some point very soon. So they're trying to, you know, figure it out.
I think it's just interesting how much that landscape has changed over the last several years or so as far as the convenience store situation in our region is. I mean, we're starting to see more Parmar stores popping up, Cullen taking a bigger, making a bigger presence known as well.
And look at Sheetz.
Sure. They just opened a store in Coriopolis, I believe, the other day.
And in Mars, right on 228, right in front of Mars High School, they have a Sheetz that's on 228 on their side, right across the road. And then across the street, there's a GetGo.
Yeah.
And then right down the road, there's another GetGo, and there's another Sheetz.
Yeah.
So these things have been popping up everywhere. Bill Hartman, the president and CEO, says this will enable growth for both Giant Eagle and GetGo as we move forward. And again, they are planning to keep the fuel perks program. They're expected to close this deal in 2025 after they go through Federal Trade Commission approvals. So it's an agreement to sell and partner with, but it's not a done deal yet. Meanwhile, back to school. We mentioned Mount Lebanon for one. Who else is on the list? East Allegheny, Bentworth, Penn Hills, Shenango area, Upper St. Clair, and Woodland Hills. And one of the concerns that they've talked about is COVID.
Yeah. Well, I think, as you were saying a little bit ago, too, it's just, you know, that's certainly the one that people are keeping an eye out now. But as soon as kids start going back to school, that seems to be when all of the germs start being exchanged among students and the kids coming home with this, that, or the flu, or what have you.
100%. So that's what people are talking about and how to handle that this year. It's a lot different, though, from the last few school seasons. However, we'll have some new information and protocols on how you're supposed to, as a parent, handle that. So that's what people are talking about, our top stories on the Big K Morning Show. The free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go, and your opinion and your voice matters. We want to hear from you via the voice message in the Odyssey app. All you have to do is tap the microphone on the KDKA page, and it automatically downloads into an electronic folder that we have access to, so we can hear what you have to say, and more importantly, play back what you have to say later in our morning. So we're going to start doing this on a regular basis. But check it out. Send us a message. Go to the Odyssey app, KDK page, and look at that microphone. If I can do it on the first try, you can too. Yesterday, the news of Phil Donahue, who broke television barriers with his talk show, passed away. CBS anchorwoman Nora O'Donnell.
Audiences were drawn to Phil Donahue's folksy style.
We've got music.
Riveted by his interviews with the famous.
I never thought about it that way.
And the infamous.
You're ne'er-do-wells.
Crowned the king of daytime talk, Donahue was the first to make audiences part of the show.
Are you married?
Well,
I got a girl for you.
No.
Allowing them to ask questions. The Phil Donahue Show made its debut in 1967 in Dayton, Ohio, the start of a 29-year run tackling a range of topics. His show's pioneering format paved the way for scores of daytime hosts, including Oprah Winfrey, who posted today on social media, there wouldn't have been an Oprah show without Phil Donahue. In May, Donahue received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. His wife of 44 years, actress Marlo Thomas, shared this heartfelt message, writing, "As a man who spent his career loving his audiences, Phil got such a kick out of our cozy little community here." Nora O'Donnell, CBS News.
And his family posted an undisclosed illness that he's had been battling for some time. Donahue died Sunday night at his home, surrounded by his family and his wife, Marlo Thomas, his sister, his children, grandchildren, and their beloved golden retriever, Charlie. But he was like, and Oprah Winfrey posted, you know, like there wouldn't have been an Oprah Winfrey right. show without Phil Donahue. Obviously, you remember him, David.
Oh, yeah. Remember, is the collar there?
That's right. He's
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dad, and he used to walk around with a wireless microphone. Really, it was the wireless microphone technology that made him able to, you know, run into the crowd. And sometimes he would actually run into the crowd to hear their questions or to talk to them.
I think it's one of those things that in this day and age, people forget how revolutionary that was. Because back in the 70s, when that show first went national, talk shows were a variant of, say, The Tonight Show, The Mike Douglas Show, The Merv Griffin Show, where there was a celebrity co-host and the panel would come out and each guest would slide down on the couch and there would be a little bit more, you know, of everything, of people talking about various things. But he decided one guest and one topic, and that was the focus of the show.
Yeah, and it lasted again from 1967 to 1996. Phil Donahue was born in Cleveland in 1935 and passed Sunday at the age of 88. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard. If you're just getting back in the groove, back to school, number of schools starting today, including Mount Lebanon, Penn Hills, and by the end of the week, we should have probably the greatest number of schools back, and then they'll trickle in over the next week as well, and just a few are post-Labor Day. So we got you covered here, everything you need to get your morning started here on the Big K Morning Show. Last night, for a recap of day one in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention, CBS's Caroline Cummings.
Day two of the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago is about to get underway here. The theme is a bold vision for America's future. Former President Barack Obama is expected to speak. But last night, Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, were looking on as the party paid tribute to President Joe Biden.
This is going to be a great week.
Vice President Kamala Harris made a surprise appearance to help kick off the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. But night one, themed for the people, also belonged to President Joe Biden. Biden was emotional as he hugged his daughter Ashley and took the podium to a rousing reception.
Let me ask you, are you ready to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
President Biden's speech came a month after he dropped out of the 2024 race and endorsed Harris last night. He touted their administration's accomplishments and slammed the GOP opponent, former President Donald Trump.
Violent crime has dropped to the lowest level in more than 50 years, and crime will keep coming down when we put a prosecutor in the Oval Office instead of a convicted felon.
Celebrities, union leaders, and elected officials also took to the stage on night one, along with the party's 2016 nominee, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
The future is here. It's in our grasp. Let's go win it.
There were also sobering moments. Several women shared heartbreaking stories of living in places where abortion rights are restricted.
Because of Louisiana's abortion ban, no one would confirm that I was miscarrying. I was in pain. Bleeding so much, my husband feared for my life.
Outside of the convention, protests continued for a second day. Police say at least four people were arrested after some demonstrators breached a security fence.
The convention here will go on, but the ticket will actually be in Wisconsin for a campaign rally tonight in Milwaukee as the vice president and her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, eye those key battleground states which are essential on the road to the White House.
So night two, again, will feature former President Barack Obama. His wife, former First Lady Michelle Obama, will also speak this evening. Meanwhile, what is Donald Trump and his campaign doing? CBS's Errol Barnett.
Former President Donald Trump is spending this week stumping in key battleground states as well, including Pennsylvania. He spoke to workers at a factory in New York yesterday about the economy. And in an exclusive interview with CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns, he was asked about his repeated insults of his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris.
You have criticized her appearance. You've criticized her intelligence. Is that the message to win over those moderate voters that you're going to need in the middle?
No, I don't think so. I think that the message is what a bad job they've done. I mean, if you look at this economy, if you look at inflation, and you know, I love this country. I have to do what it takes to win.
Why insult her intelligence?
Well, I have to do that. Well, I don't think she's a very bright person. I do feel that. I mean, I think that's right. I think I am a very bright person.
Trump heads to Michigan today while his running mate, J.D. Vance, stumps in Wisconsin.
And 51 minutes, that's how long President Joe Biden spoke. And one of the issues that has been the hot topic is the border.
Result of the executive action I took, border encounters have dropped over 50%. In fact, there are fewer border crossings today than when Donald Trump left office. And unlike Trump, we will not demonize immigrants, saying they're the poison of blood of America, poison the blood of our country. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration, including protecting dreamers and more. And here's what else I believe in. Protecting your freedom to vote, your freedom to love who you love. And your freedom to choose.
We're looking for hometown heroes. If you know of somebody doing some extraordinary things in our community, not looking for anything for themselves, we want to hear about it. You can go to kdkradio.com. There's a nomination page for Larry's Hometown Heroes. That'll be October 8th at the Lamont, overlooking beautiful Pittsburgh. Boy, that view never gets old. And we have our Lifetime Achievement Awardee all locked up. And that is Jim Leland. And this weekend, Jim will be inducted into the Pirates Hall of Fame. And that'll be a special morning before the Pirates play on Saturday afternoon. So we are excited to have Jim Leland as part of our Hometown Heroes event. And we'd love for you to join us. Tickets will go on sale this coming Monday. And it looks like I think we're going to sell out pretty quick with this lineup that we have. But we want to hear from you. So please check us out. Yesterday, the top local story ended up being GetGo. Giant Eagle announced that they are selling GetGo, partnering in the fuel perks, because that was always the first question. What happens to my fuel perks? So the president and CEO is Bill Artman, and they posted a little video.
Hello, I'm Bill Artman, CEO of Giant Eagle and proud team member for 39 years. I'm excited to share this important moment in our company's history. Giant Eagle has reached an agreement to sell its GetGo convenience store business to Couche-Tard, a global leader in the convenience store industry and fuel retail business, who you may know as Circle K. Couche-Tard is the perfect fit for GetGo going forward. They have a deep understanding of the consumer needs and a strong desire to take the GetGo brand to the next level. This is more than just an acquisition. It's a partnership. And we are excited that together we will both maintain and expand the MyPerks loyalty program that so many have come to love. For Giant Eagle, this transition will enable us to further invest in our supermarket and pharmacy business through new and remodeled stores, lower prices, and more. We thank our guests and team members for putting your trust in Giant Eagle, and we look forward to many more exciting things to come.
President and CEO of Giant Eagle, Bill Artman, the first non-family member to run the company. And so this is a significant move, David, in a very competitive world. We mentioned earlier, you have the Sheets family, and they've expanded. Giant Eagle and GetGo's, I think you said, what, 270 of them?
Yeah.
And then all the others that are in that space, too.
And the interesting thing is think of how much they've invested into competing, I think, as far as menu items are concerned with Sheetz, because that was a big draw for people, Sheetz versus GetGo, and GetGo responded by putting more kitchens in their locations as well. So it'll be interesting to see if that follows through.
Well, the one question that I have that we didn't get an answer quite yet is, are they going to maintain the GetGo logo and branding? Imagine what the cost would be to change over all of those GetGo's to Circle K's, which don't have quite the reputation, frankly, that the GetGo stores do. So we'll get some answers, and we will hear from Bill Hartman this week on the Big K Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.